www.thebeatmedia.com.
Video clips and the election. Boiling or sawing the body of your mate. What is wrong with you, America? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Thanks for hanging out and tuning in. You can always be a part of the overnight highway. I like to say it's the best buzz in the backyard. Spread the word. We got a lot of cool things coming up and happening. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So it was all about video and words this past week when it came to the presidential election. Obama gets clipped for the redistribution moment back in 1998. The word is now that the 14-year-old audio clip that was pulled together by the Romney folks was actually what they call truncated. So it was shortened. This seems to be a familiar theme here for the Republicans and the Democrats. And so when he was talking about the redistribution of wealth, it was massively edited, leaving out some of the context that he provided in his next breath when he was going on and on. And he's a state senator then. He's speaking at a university conference in October of 1998, and it sounds like he's endorsing redistribution. And by saying, he's heard on the clip, I actually believe in redistribution, at least at a certain level, to that makes sense, since everybody's got a shot. But in the full recording, Obama explains that he's speaking broadly about making city and state governments more efficient in their use of resources and endorses competition in the marketplace. So it goes back to the you say tomato, I say tomato thing. Mitt Romney had endured the same deal with the being caught on tape talking about 47% of people with entitlements. Didn't help him any in the polls where Obama got a couple of points of a bounce, which probably was because of what Romney said, but maybe not. The curious thing of that piece of videotape is that somebody secretly taped it. They held on to it from May until September and then decided to release it. So I may be a little more sinister, but it sounds almost like a setup to me. It sounds like someone tried to set him up. But how would they get him to say what they wanted him to say is the thing. How would they get him to trip himself up in the bear cage by sounding so cold and calculated? Who maybe set him up for that question? I think there's definitely more to that story. I hope they find out what it is. It's hard to get anything working the phones on a talk show end, but boy, with the investigations, they might be able to uncover what's really happening there. I said the other thing is, besides the video clips, one of the other things that we were going to talk about is this craziness going on across the United States with the cook husband who ties up his wife, comes back 4 hours later, so he says that she's died and decides he's going to have to boil her. No calling the police because he knew they'd say. So I'm going to boil my wife. And then I'm going to tell you I didn't know what to do, so I boiled my wife. Do I have to do jail time? Not only does he do that and then has to go into court and explain all of it, then there's a story about the man who died hanging upside down at a Utah park. He was spent the night doing that. And he was, what the deal is, his hiking partner was unable to free the guy who was hanging. So a climber was making a rappel in a canyon that was pretty popular, and that's how they found him. So he died hanging upside down. Wow. That's rough. And even the guy who found him, it was rough the way he found him. He was halfway into a chasm with cold water, and that's where they came across him. Phew. Wow. So hanging in a harness for too long, especially upside down, it makes sense. It would cut off the blood supply. And too many hours, that's it. And so this poor guy, he's out on his own, and that's what happens. One slip the wrong way, and he's in big time trouble trying to figure out, I'm sure, he was trying to figure out desperately how to get out of that. That's rough. All right, from the climber that I had to squish in there between the boiler and the sawed-off head, in Everett, Washington, a Washington State woman accused of trying to decapitate her sleeping husband with an electric saw was convicted of attempted murder. They needed only 3 hours, the jury did anyway, to come up with the verdict in the trial of Renee Bishop McKean of Everett. And they also convicted a 44-year-old woman of first-degree. They also convicted the 44-year-old woman of first-degree assault for hitting the man in the head with a hatchet and a mallet. Ooh. She was a real piece of work, wasn't she? What would drive her to do that? And she was surprised when she got the sentence. They say they found the saw, hatchet, the mallet before she got them. She bought them before the attack and then stockpiled bleach and a supply of garbage bags. Here's the problem. These people are not clever. They get caught immediately. They have no way or they don't have the means of figuring out how to dispose of a body. So they, you know, so they leave stuff there as clues. And it's easy to connect them. And so in this case, it was pretty easy to convict because it was there in black and white. Oh, just awful. I mean, terrible. Wow. You have to figure, okay, boom, you're going to jail. This is my life. I've been blindsided to the ultimate test of being blindsided. I'll just have to deal with it and sort it out later. She tried to saw my head off. That's what I got to do. Woo! That is rough. I say you got to get a divorce and do not pass go. Don't get talked into anything. Just get out of it. Just get out of it. Coming up on our next segment of America Tonight, you know, I always like to give you the little previews. Or coming up, actually, this hour, we have our cheap movie review. So we've got that. We also are going to look at a couple of things, including reaction to the Libyan story from the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and Senator John McCain, talking about the week that was and the Prophet Muhammad video, because I really think it's like a video, 14 minutes long, dubbed over voices, crappy production values, not any kind of a great, full-fledged, shiny object that was ready to hit the big-time, big screen anytime soon. So coming up on the flip side, we'll get those reactions, then we're going to boot it after that to movies, and we have much more in store for you, so hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Just a baby, let the fire get higher.
And it is like magic, the White House flipping on the Libyan terror attack in Benghazi at the diplomatic spot, the consulate, that's really what it was, that assault, that horrible assault that took the life of the terrorist, taking the life of the ambassador and three others. And then, of course, there were others that were injured in that as well, 30, in fact, injured when that place was blown apart backwards and forwards. Had to be an inside job. Give me a break. We're out there trying to trace what happened here. Trace it as fast as you can and trace it back to what's already leaked out. The guy that was in Gitmo, is in a prison in Gitmo, was released, sent back to Libya with the condition he'd stay in prison. And, of course, he was released. And now he's killed some Americans, allegedly. So here's the latest. Jake Carney told reporters on Air Force One that our embassy was attacked violently. The result was four deaths of American officials. It's self-evident. What happened in Benghazi was a terrorist attack. A much different course of words that were strung together over spontaneous. It had to do with the Prophet Muhammad film. It was that movie that sent everybody into a crazy land. Now, no, it's not that. It was September 11th. The other thing that was interesting is when Carney was grilled about this, did the president actually know that the Libyan attack happened on September 11th and the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon 11 years before were, of course, September 11th? So did he realize that? And Carney says the attack occurred on September 11th, 2012, so we use the same calendar at the White House as you do. Sarcasm. Of course you use the same calendar. Opinions abound on this Libyan situation. Do we need to jump in here? Do we need to jump in more? Well, it's too late for those games because already Gaddafi is out. We were helpful there in the amount of people that were getting killed. to at least be part of the bombing thing. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said earlier in the week there had been no intelligent warnings that an attack was imminent, contrary to what other people are hearing and reporting, even here in America Tonight, with a really good source, the Pentagon. I've talked about that. So John McCain drew his own conclusions about the Obama administration, and he didn't flinch when he said a couple of things, and Clinton didn't flinch either when she talked about the protests taking should be not taken out of the hands of reasonable people. Define reasonable, Mrs. Clinton. So here's McCain and Clinton.
I think that they fundamentally misunderstand what happened and what is happening, and they're failing all over the Middle East. They thought that it was some kind of spontaneous demonstration. It shows the level of their, the abysmal level of their knowledge about fundamental aspects of terrorist attacks and militant operations to say that they didn't believe it was a terrorist attack to start with.
We have to look to reasonable people and responsible leaders everywhere to stand up to extremists who would seek to take advantage of this moment to commit violent acts against embassies and their fellow countrymen.
All right, so bravo, obviously, for Clinton. She didn't really mince any words, but she never does. She tries to not completely clobber Obama in what she's saying. And she's got that FBI investigation going on, and they came to Tripoli, and the United States with the Libyan people are trying to find the people that are responsible for it. So she didn't talk about ties to Al-Qaeda. She didn't blame she blamed extremists opposed to the changes in Libya and Tunisia and Egypt and this, you know, the so-called Arab Spring. I'll tell you what, if you ever wanted to go see, I don't know why this popped into my head, but, you know, if it pops in my head, I'm going to share it with you. If you ever wanted to see Egypt, forget about it now. Would you take a trip to Egypt? I saw something the other day where, oh, travel fares are down. Are you? Of course they're down. Who wants to go to Egypt now in the middle of all this? No, no, and no. It's going to take a while to gain back trust. I think it's going to take a while for that to happen. So forget about it. The key thing is in the Libyan shift in the course of this, especially in this kind of an atmosphere that we have going on now, they're not shying away from saying that's extremist, terrorist, whatever at this point. I mean, let's go get them. Let's cut the crap and just go get them. Just go get them, right? Why do we constantly dance around the way something is being said? I mean, I say that as a talk show host and not running for elected office, and it must be harder than ever. I mean, you just have to check everything at the door when you decide that you're going to do that. Because there's so much more scrutiny now, more than ever before. It's crazy. Anything you say can be twisted around, and I think on the side of Mitt Romney and Obama, some of this stuff is twisted beyond belief. And why such heavy interest in it? I think you have to be concerned about Libya because the Muslim Brotherhood and who's ultimately going to take over. That's the reason why. And then, of course, having Americans killed and consulates being threatened, that doesn't give you a warm and fuzzy feeling about trying to help the people actually on the ground. Quite the opposite, especially when you read more about Stevens and the kind of guy, the ambassador, who he was. The people in Libya really loved him. They did. They knew he was trying to work it for him. He was trying to help him. And he had some fans. He had some fans. To be sure, you had some fans. You know, there have been reports, too, that the assault on the American consulate to Benghazi, which the White House is saying, admitting to the terror attack, began as a mobile attack but became a sophisticated ambush. And that's the same thing. How did that happen? Was it lack security? Was it inside job? I know they're going to string this together and come up with inside job. It just has the earmarkings written all over the place of being more than a little bit, I'll call it a blip on our radar screen, a little bit more than a blip on our radar screen. A couple of minutes before we hit it and then head to the cheap movie reviews, got to bring this up. I love this man. I don't know why, because he has nothing to fear. He's the wealthiest man in Congress, and he's relentless. He's like a bone with a dog. Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, just was furious over Fast and Furious and said it was a breach of trust by the Department of Justice people. And talk about not getting your man. They're not getting Eric Holder, the Attorney General, at all on this one. And it just, you can't help it. It makes you wonder, what was he, why was he hiding memos? Who cares about memos? What could the memos possibly have had in them that was worth this maddening, rope-burning tug-of-war? I mean, can't we get along on some things? I guess not, because the president thought that Operation Fast and Furious was just a fantasy, very different from what Daryl Issa thought. And two of the guns, keep this in mind in your head, two of the guns at the scene of the killing in Arizona, the Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, were found there. So with Fast and Furious, our guns came back and killed our guy. And who knows, some of the other people aren't also on that list who find themselves in the same predicament, which would not be a predicament I would want to get into, to be sure. There, not everybody was critical of Eric Holder, too, by the way. Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland, top Dem on the panel, echoed Holder's criticism, saying public accusations were sometimes made before the search for evidence even occurred. I don't know. I wonder if that's another brand new baby. I would say no. And talking about babies, that's what I think Eric Holder is. So he's the brand new baby in this scenario, if that makes sense. I agree with Cummings that some public accusations were made before the search for evidence happened. That's the problem with this. If they just hung in there for a couple of days in the beginning, maybe they would have gotten Holder. Movies next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America tonight. It's a good time to escape and go to the movies, too, because we're in between that time or not. We're sort of into fall. We're out of the summer. People are feeling the effects of the change, I think, of the seasons. I'll tell you one I can't wait till it comes out. I'm already going to recommend it. I've seen a little bit of it. Skyfall. And you know what Skyfall is? It's Daniel Craig and the latest Bond. And in this Bond, he is a little bit different. That he, you know, he's the 007 guy, of course. 007 Bond, whatever nickname you want to use. And I was looking at some of the stories about it and got a review. Skyfall will be, would you believe this, the 23rd Bond movie. 23rd. Wow. And when you're a Bond girl, you last once and then you're too old. You can be in our movie, but then we got to throw you out there and you got to swim by yourself because we've got to keep replenishing the cycle for not the main character, but for some of the others. So let's talk about what is. That's not coming out yet. It's not coming out for a while. Let's talk about what is coming out. Clint Eastwood talk to a chair on stage. So theoretically, he can do a lot of things, no problem, no questions asked. He's in a movie that looks pretty cute, actually. It's called Trouble with the Curve.
Gus, you home?
No.
I guess that means I can come in.
Damn it.
Some new kind of style I'm not up on?
That's fang shmei, don't you know anything? Dutch Loebel's one of the best Scots baseballs ever seen. The guy that signed Dusty Baker, Dale Murphy, Tom Glavin.
Dutch Loebel.
Well, what are you fellas staring at? I'm not a pole dancer.
Welcome to the partnership committee.
I want this.
You'd be the only woman.
My father is a baseball scout. I grew up around men who swore, drank, and farted.
Get me a damn check.
Trust me, I can handle it. You need to meet with a specialist. How are you going to scout this guy if your eyes aren't right?
I don't need your help. I don't know why you just don't go home.
Because I feel this dysfunctional sense of responsibility to make sure that you're okay.
Hold on!
How old was Mickey when
I could die? Six.
How'd you handle all that by yourself?
I didn't.
You sent me away. Only a coward leaves their kid.
Well, you don't know half of what you think you do.
Just know you're not alone.
Hey, you want to dance?
Not really.
Well, one dance. It wouldn't hurt anything.
All right. Get out of here before I have a heart attack. I had to kill you.
What do you think about dinner?
You mean together?
It's a little forward, don't you think? But yeah, if you're asking me out, I accept.
In 9 days. How many surprises? Gus is struggling.
He's going to be out of a job.
I'm just a broken down old man. You want to get as far away from me as you can.
Game's changed. Gus couldn't even turn on a typewriter, let alone a computer.
You don't know anything about the game.
The computer can't tell if the kid's got instincts.
You know too much about baseball to be a lawyer.
It's a long story.
I'd like to hear it.
I don't want to tell it.
Coming in?
You are crazy. Woo!
I didn't want you to have life in the cheap seats, Cecil.
I'm not the cheap seats. Spending every waking moment with my dad watching baseball. Those were the best seats in the house.
You're still single, aren't you?
Maybe you are emotionally unavailable.
Who are you, Dr. Phil?
Hey, that is quality television.
Yeah.
You heard some of the voices. You recognize Clint Eastwood, one of the stars in it as well, is Amy Adams, and Justin Timberlake is also a part of that cast. You get the idea behind this. His sight's failing him. He's a baseball scout. His daughter has an interesting relationship with him, and they're trying to repair it in a sense because she's there. This movie would be a good rental, I think, and maybe even a good one to go and see in the movie theaters. You know, they filmed it in Georgia, in Atlanta, and in Macon. And I saw some of the baseball sequences, and they look pretty good, pretty authentic. Sports movies can go either way. The baseball theme is pretty popular, and it looks like Justin Timberlake does his part well. And the believability factor is there, so that's key. That is key. We move from The Trouble with the Curve to End of Watch. Check it out.
I am Police Officer 2, Brian Taylor. This is my partner, Officer Zavala.
I'm in my choice.
I know, dude. Come on.
I'm in my choice. No.
Come on, man.
We were facing patrol here, dude. One of the toughest divisions in the LAPD.
Take pride in what you do, you guys.
Yes, sir.
I got him. Try to run. Hit him, man.
You know, I see you guys out here being good little company, man. It's all fun and games. You get to run and jump and fight and shoot.
I'm down with that.
Watch six.
Everybody here is family. You know I love you, man. I would lay down my life for you, dude.
Hey, what's up?
I want to have a daughter, man. That'd be so cool. Just don't let her date cops. She's not dating anyone. Okay. Ever.
105 North Avenue, 52.
First Century 13, Roger.
What are we looking for again?
Dope, money, and guns.
¿Hablas inglés o español?
Good!
You good, partner?
I'm good. What? Is that more bling than the old lady's wedding ring?
That guy's in something.
You're not a detective.
Follow me into the house.
Policía!
Oh my gosh. Be careful. You just tugged on the tail of a snake. It's gonna turn around and bite you back.
You think I know what we're rolling up on? Everything feels the heat in the city. Like, put your hands over your head. Get up.
Hotels are operating here. They operate by a different set of rules.
So why do they call you Big Evil?
Because my evil's big.
You're my brother. If anything happened to you, I would take care of your kids.
Word is, we got a hit on y'all, man. Y'all be wounded.
We're cops. Everybody wants to kill us.
Whoa. Person X-ray 13, suspect running on foot.
Look at me. We're shooting our way out of here, bro.
Okay.
On three, dude. You're going to empty your mag and run. One, two, three.
End of watch. Jake Gyllenhaal, Michael Pena, Anna Kendrick, good at young actors. L.A. cops, they're out there cruising in the worst place of the worst, South Central L.A., and there's a series of things that happen, and the action is shown through the HD cameras that the police officers have, the gang members, their surveillance, all that. And End of Watch has gotten some pretty good reviews. If you like cop movies, because that's what it is, then, and you like Jake Gyllenhaal, it would probably be worth the time to go and check it out. I'm interested in this one, and it's called Dread.
Base for all the slow-mo in Mega City 1.
You know how often we get a judge up in Peace Trees?
Well, you got one now.
She has control of everything. Levels 1 to 200.
This is Mama. Somewhere in this block are two judges.
That's not good.
I want him dead.
We're gonna have to go through him. Rookie, you ready?
Yeah.
You look ready.
The future America is what they're describing, an eradicated wasteland, especially in the east, running from Boston to D.C. There's a place called Mega City One. Violence and craziness ensues. Don't know if I would, if I think I would like it. Don't know if this is a good movie to take some people to. It is rated R, but it's one of those futuristic flicks, a little sci-fi-ish. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Dr. Jantz about our addiction with technology. Don't go anywhere.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We've been talking a lot on America Tonight about the iPhone. 2 million sold in 24 hours. I'm talking about the iPhone 5. I had a conversation today, and you can appreciate this, folks, and all those nooks and crannies out there, with some people I was in a car with and asked, you know, how tech hooked up are you when it comes to iPads and iPhones and computers, iPads, all that kind of stuff. And in a car of four people, we came up with 50 devices. That is just ridiculous. So we're psyched to have on the show Dr. Gregory Jantz. He's got a book out called Hooked, The Pitfalls of Media, Technology, and Social Networking. Doc, welcome to the show. What is wrong with us?
Hey, good to be with you. Now, did you say between four of you, did I hear 50?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad we're talking. This book is for you.
Yeah, this is too hooked in. It is. And, you know, this is sometimes what happens. People are so distracted, and it doesn't matter if you're talking about a teenager or 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. What happens is you go to lunch or you see people, you look around, and you notice everybody's texting, they're on their phone, they're checking it, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
You just got to put them away. It's crazy.
Well, you do. Kate, have you ever had lunch with somebody and they pull out and they're texting, and then they look up at you and they go, "What'd you say?"
Yes.
Yeah, and so, you know, what we need to understand is that technology has, and I'm all for technology, man. I'm on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter as well. So, but it's all about balance and how we're going to regulate this in our own lives. And here's the key. It cannot make that clear, affect our real relationships. And remember, if we're tethered to that device at the expense of the relationship that's in front of us, we're devaluing that relationship ultimately.
Yeah, and I think that somehow people are disconnecting. They misunderstand that because you just gave the great example, we're having distracted conversations. So it used to be so rude not to listen to somebody. Now you just expect that you're going to have to repeat something a couple of times.
Oh, when sure. We walk. You know, I'm in Seattle. You walk downtown Seattle, and of course, 9 out of 10 people are walking down the sidewalk with a device in hand, looking down at it. And how many times have we almost run into something? Of course.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yes. You know, there's also the phenomenon. Now, I'm a guy, and guys wear their phones on their hips, usually. And, you know, you take it off, and at night, the phone's not on you, but your hip's still vibrating.
I know, it's so bad. It's bad. So why is this? Why is it that we've become now so obsessed about getting the latest, greatest thing that will sacrifice not only relationships, but we can't really afford it? We can barely pay mortgages, and there's other things that where we need to put our money. It doesn't matter. We still have to get the best gadget. Why is that now?
We always do need the best gadget, and part of it is marketing teaches us that in some way we're inferior or we're not good enough unless we have it. And we don't even know exactly what have it means, but we know it's the next thing and it's new, and we've got to have it. And that, over time, this one-click culture has created what we'll call low impulse control. And whether it's your 13-year-old kid or you as an adult, you're used to that instant and living instant and having an instant. And so when the next thing comes along, I've got to have it instantly as well. So, you know, and I think, you know, I'm all for the great. I'm going to have the iPhone 5, too. I won't be standing in line and sleeping overnight for it. And I'm going to make sure that, you know, that we're really using this to really create the very best. But don't let it affect and interfere with your present-day relationships.
Yeah. Is it also, too, about... I mean, this is as Americans, this is a big thing, not just with technology, I think in other areas too. But there's the theory about keeping up with the Joneses. Is this part of it too? So, like, if you get the iPhone 5, Doc, and you and I are friends and we're having coffee in Seattle, I am sick of hearing you talk about the iPhone 5. I gotta get one too, because
I
gotta keep up with you.
I was just personal example. I've got the iPad 2. My wife has iPad 3. I mean, I used hers the other day. I go, man, this is better than mine. I want this one.
There you go.
The outward. Yeah. So, but here's the thing. We need, you know, if we look at technology right now, the fastest growing users are, for example, Facebook. Women are about 35, approximately 45, 48. Of that group this morning who are on Facebook, remember, this is the fastest growing users of Facebook. This morning, they didn't get up and have a cup of coffee. They didn't even go to the bathroom. 48% of those went right over to Facebook, logged on as the first thing they did in the morning. I'm just saying, if you're doing that, you have a problem.
Yeah, so that's when you know you've crossed the line. And now there is such a thing as being addicted to it, and you have 25 years of clinical experience. Is this something now that you have to treat people for?
Well, you know, we do treat people from all over the country who come in. You know, depression is big, anxiety, obviously addictions, and one of the addictions, of course, is we might call it a technology addiction.
Oh.
And it can create, you know, here's what happens. It can create a sense of, you know, of what we'll call, we think we're multitasking, we think we're doing a good job, but, you know, some of the recent research on multitaskers, and when they're tested in, on memory recall, they actually score fairly low and a lot lower than they thought they would have, because, granted, they're partially distracted. And now there's one exception to that. Women do score a little bit better than men, so I've just got to confess that up front. But the heavy multitasking, what I'll call heavy multitasking, creates this partial attention. Partial attention. I've got partial distraction, too. And, you know, it kind of looks like adult attention deficit disorder.
Yes. And so there's probably just a huge spike in that, right?
Well, I would say there's a huge spike in what appears attention deficit disorder because of the interference that we're allowing, you know, and ultimately the technology to do. Here's the other thing. Let's say you've got, kids, 10, 12, 13, preteens and teenagers, and there's no boundaries over, screen time, and there's a heavy stimulation. Parents aren't, or many times clueless as to what their kids are actually doing. We overstimulate the brain early on, and we create a pattern of overstimulation. And some of the recent brain spec imaging shows us that we actually create a craving brain. And that craving brain is just one step over from an addictive brain. So we can say, you know, an overstimulation of the brain or developing brain can create an addicted brain.
Yeah. So once somebody gets addicted and you're, you know, people are being treated, what are some of the things that they have to do? How do you wean somebody off technology?
Oh, how do we wean off technology? Well, here's a good little test just to take. Personal, something you can do today or this week. Pick a day of the week. Maybe it's going to be Sunday. But you just feel like, you know, you can relate to what I'm talking about. Pick a day and say, you know what, I'm going to go without for one day. And I'm just going to, you know, not going to be on the email. I'm not going to be on the screen. For one day, I'm just going to go without. And see what you experience. Do you feel like I'm in a daze? I feel depressed. I feel irritable. I feel anxious. Do you get sweaty palms? Do you feel disconnected and you have some physical symptoms, some symptoms of anxiety perhaps? And, I've had people that we've seen that really have full-fledged anxiety disorder symptoms. So that's a sign. If you've got those physical symptoms and emotional symptoms, that might be a sign. It might be time for a little detox.
Yeah. How worrisome is this for the millennials, for the younger people coming up?
Oh, my goodness. Can we barely even keep up with them? Because every day there's a new app, right? Every day there's something new that can really, if you will, in some way get a stronghold on us get us captivated with it. It's just like right now, the younger users of Facebook are in some ways falling off of Facebook and moving over to Instagram. I can publish a picture, and seconds later I can have all these comments. And it's the power in the picture, in the media right now.
But here's the other thing about that, too. There is also, I just thought about this, also there's something about being anonymous. So, and there's no repercussions for that. So all the crazy blogging, all the things that you can write comments on stuff, there's sort of a desensitized chip in a lot of people, or it's starting to go that way.
Well said. Well, remember, I can say and do things online, whether it's texting or online in another fashion, that I probably would not do in person. I can feel a greater sense of self-importance. Hey, I've got 5,000 people following me on Twitter. I've got all these Facebook friends. I must be important. So for the person that's already got a fragile sense of self, and I've got all these people following me, and they are my friends on Facebook, you know, it's an exaggerated sense of raising up your self-esteem.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, I agree. Because how many of the people do you really know? How many of them are true friends?
The true person on Facebook really probably has 15 to 20, what we call real friends.
Right, and the rest is just people that are randomly surfing and connected, and yeah.
Yep.
Do you think will there be a time when we just top out? It's just massive overload?
I think we're reaching a point of massive overload. And, you know, Newsweek not long ago had a cover story called I Crazy. And what has happened to people who have become oversaturated and actually moved over to more of a psychotic place. And, you know, we've seen some examples of that.
Yeah.
People that have gone without sleep and they've been online so much that they've really stepped over the edge of reality.
Boy, that's frightening. All right, the book is called Hooked, The Pitfalls of Media, Technology, and Social Networking. Dr. Jantz, thanks for popping on ATN.
People live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.